Long time no see. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We are back with discipline. So let's get started. You go ahead to the club room and wait there. What about you, Otakawa? I'm gonna get the three from the dorm. What? You're gonna call them too? Of course, they're members of the baseball club too. Yeah, I know, but I suddenly feel a great weight on my mind. They agreed to join under the conditions that it was temporary and that we wouldn't trouble them at all. If they find out that we have to play a game, they're gonna kill me. If I knew this was gonna happen, I should have never dragged them, or rather, I would have never dragged them into this. Come on, let's go. I'll go as fast as I can, so let everyone know. Okay? Otakawa says to me and runs down the hall. I really don't want to see them. I'm terrified. I head to the club room, feet dragging. When I get there, Endo Fujiwara and Takigawa are already there. Here he is. Isn't Otakawa with you? She'll be here in a bit. So what is it? The president said she had something to tell us. Well, that's... I don't know how to answer Takigawa. I don't have the nerve to be the one to break the news about the danger we're in. Otakawa will tell you when she gets here. I fake a smile and answer Takigawa. Why are you being so despondent? Damn, I wish Otakawa would get here. I can't tell them. Click! The door opens. My face brightens, thinking it's gonna be Otakawa. Hey everyone, you're all here! Ugh. I'm disappointed. It's Isobe. And he's in his baseball uniform. Oh, you're here too. What are you gonna do without me? I'm the captain! The captain! Huh? Takigawa doesn't know what to do with Isobe. Or Isobe, rather. Why are you still dressed like that? Where's your fight? Your fight! Hey, Hayami, what's he talking about? Takigawa doesn't understand and turns to me for an explanation. Hey, Takuro, you haven't told them yet. No! Isobe is so oblivious. I don't know what to do with him. Does he realize the weight of our situation? You're useless. Then I'll... Isobe starts to say something. I cover his mouth. If he talks, it would just get more complicated. I keep my hand over Isobe's mouth and try to laugh it off. Weirdo. What are you doing, Takuro? This is no time to be joking. Click. By the grace of God, Otakawa finally comes in. I'm sorry, I'm late. Everyone's here. The other three members enter the room behind her. The three of them look really annoyed and disinterested. Hey, who are they? They live in the dorm with me and Hayami-kun. They joined the baseball team, too. Uh-huh. Nice to meet you. They limply raise their hands and wave hello. So now there are nine of us. You called us here regarding the baseball club, right? Are you gonna tell us that everything's taken care of and we're done? No. Not that! You have something to tell us, right? Then tell us. We're busy people, you know. I want to go home too. I have to study for exams. Ditto. The three from the dorm look uncomfortable when they start to complain. I know, so I'll keep it short. Otakawa takes a deep breath. Listen closely. Odakawa's expression changes. Everyone holds their breath, waiting for her to speak. It has been decided that the baseball club will play a game against Leona Morimoto and her social club. They take it in like it has nothing to do with them. You got so serious, I was wondering what you were going to say. Is that what you brought us here for? I'm gonna pass. I don't have any interest in baseball. I also don't feel like I'm a member of the club, so go find someone else. I'm passing too. Besides, I can't swing a bat. It's too heavy, and the uniforms suck. Ditto. Baseball is a total waste of time. The three from the dorms have their say. It's as I expected. I sigh. It was stupid to think that they would come to our aid and play baseball to begin with. Even the fact that they joined is a miracle in itself. I can't either. I've never played baseball. Me neither. I don't know the rules and I'm terrible at sports. Count me out too. I'm more the book type and baseball's not my thing. The three from the Bible study group complained, just like the three from the dorm. It's pretty much unanimous. No one wants to do it. It's not like I didn't expect this all along. Hey, hey, hey! And you call yourselves members of the baseball club? We may have joined the baseball club, but we never said we'd play baseball. Yeah, that's right. Ditto. Is that right? Is that right, Takuro? That was the idea. I give a vague answer and evade the question. Besides, Hayami-kun, you're the one who said it, and now you're saying that we have to play? Yeah. Ditto. But... I'm being totally attacked by the three from the dorms. I don't know what to say back to them. I look at Odakawa to help me. Everyone calm down. Odakawa gets my message. She finally says something. You can't say no. Even if I have to force you, you're gonna help us. What do you mean by that? Even you can't make us do it. Yeah, she's right. You can't. Ditto. We don't have a choice. If we lose this match, the dorm is going to be demolished. What did you say? What? But? The three of them explode. Okay, what is going on, Hayami-kun? Explain this, and depending on your explanation, I may just kill you. Takun, come here for a second. But... They're gonna kill me no matter what I say. This doesn't concern us, right? We don't have anything to do with the dorms. Yeah, and if we lose because of us, who knows what will happen? I'm sorry, President, but I... The three from the Bible study group start to get up to leave. They really don't want to play baseball. If I was in their position, I'd say no too. I feel bad, but I need your help too. But... The three of them freeze. But this doesn't concern us. I'd love to help, but baseball? I don't want to be blamed for losing. If anyone pulls out now, we lose. And just like the dorms, if we lose, the Bible Club will be shut down. Did the truth about this room get discovered? That's not the reason. And if anyone did find out, getting shut down would be the least of our troubles. The three of them are relieved. What is the secret that they're talking about? So, if we lose, there will be negative consequences for every single one of us here. So no one here can pull out. This is the worst. All six of them sigh as they think about their misfortune at getting dragged into this. Then they begin to complain. The room is filled with a heaviness. The three from the dorm, especially Miyagishi and Nonomiya, look at me as though they're ready to kill me. Everyone be quiet. That's all I have to ask of you. I'm really sorry about this, but regardless of what started it all, I'm the one who initiated this challenge. But now that it is what it is, we have no choice but to cooperate and win. I understand what you're saying, so we just have to do it. I would do my best to protect the dorm. Me too. Starting with Miyagishi, they all agree to help. Yeah, we have to settle the score with the social club anyway, so we'll help out too. I guess there's no choice, and it's for our club. Sniffle. The other three agree too. Now we have our members. So, when's the game? Next Saturday. Saturday? That doesn't give us any time. That only gives us 3 days that aren't exam days. Can we really compete? I thought we could come up with a plan together. We have to make it work within that time frame with the nine of us. Then maybe we can get the Crusaders to help us out. No, this game is the personal problem. Yeah, let's try that one again. No, this game is the personal problem of the nine of us. We have to do it ourselves, or it won't mean anything. Besides, if the Crusaders help you and Leona finds out, she'll know what we're really up to. Then we won't be able to do what we need during the elections. You're right, but... In a way, this is like our dress rehearsal, to see if I can squash the social club. Hey, what are these Crusaders, and what do you mean, squash the social club? I don't know the phrase, so I asked Odakawa, and the conversation is going off on a tangent. This would be a good opportunity to tell you. Are you sure? If anyone talks about it, we're in trouble. Odakawa starts to speak, but Takagawa interjects and stops her. It's okay. There's no reason to keep it from the people here. Odakawa continues to explain. The Bible study group isn't just a regular study group. What do you mean? To me, it just looks like a dull group.
今の腐った学友会を粛清するため、そして私たちの手で昔の平和だった学園生活を取り戻すために結成された秘密組織。
That's just for appearances, but the real purpose is to bring the social club to justice and to return this academy to its once peaceful state.
私たちはそれを中世の十字軍にあやかってクルセイダーと呼んでいるわ。
We liken ourselves to the medieval crusaders and have taken the name.
ヨーロッパ各地のキリスト教徒が聖都エルサレムをイスラム教徒の手から奪い返すために起こした遠征軍。
Crusaders, during the Middle Ages, the Christian Church set up an army to defeat Islam to get the Jerusalem back. I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know they were fighting, like, Islam directly.Canada turns quickly to the page in her dictionary that is always in her hand. I've never heard of this before. I had no idea that Bible study group was a secret society. The name makes it sound like it's some rigid bookish club. I had no idea this is what Arakawa was up to.
それはいいけど、こんな少人数の弱小同好会で森本レオナと戦う気なの？
That's fine, but do you really think you have enough people to defeat Leona Morimoto?I won't say it's impossible, but I don't think you stand much of a chance. Miyagishi thinks Odakawa's story is a little far-fetched. We aren't the only ones. There are others. Because of our purpose... Excuse me. Because of our purpose, we can't call attention to ourselves. Most of the members are fictitious.What we need to do is recruit more allies, so we only really need a few actual soldiers. Thanks to our grassroots movement, we have quite a few members now. And I'm sure there are lots of other people who would join us.
それで今度の選挙で票を集めてレオナを引きずり下ろそうってわけね。
Huh? So you're planning on getting enough votes during the next elections to bring Leona down?
聖書研究会はアンチレオナを集めるための隠れ蓑ってわけか。音川も顔に似合わず陰険ね。よほど去年のことを恨んでるみたいね。
So the Bible study group is a front to gather anti-Leona forces. Odakawa, you're pretty crafty despite your looks.I guess you're pretty resentful about what happened last year. This has nothing to do with that. Or rather, she was saying that has nothing to do with this, but whatever. Either way, it's fine. We lived together, but I didn't have the slightest idea that you were up to such fun.You have to gather your allies before you can attack your enemy. So in other words, she didn't trust the three dorm mates. Now that I know you're gonna bring Leona Morimoto down, I can't wait to get into it. I mean, I'm just adding words because the way it's written, yeah, that doesn't make sense.I never liked her to begin with. Me too. I want to see Leona with mud on her face, or egg, you know, either way. Odakawa looks so harmless. Who knows what she's really scheming in that head of hers? I don't want to hear it from you.So, now that it's all decided, let's talk about baseball. First, let's hear from the baseball club president since he has experience. Isobe-kun. No wonder he's been so quiet. Isobe is fast asleep, leaning against the wall. How can he be sleeping? He doesn't even know what tension means. Isobe's eyes pop open when Onokawa screams at him. It's your turn. You know the most about baseball, don't you? Oh, I see. It's finally my turn. Isobe says happily and looks at everyone. Watch, he's gonna explain everything about baseball that he got from manga. But three guys and six girls? What a hopeless team! It's too late to complain now. Besides, they'll be mostly girls too. The conditions are the same. I'll get the Crusaders to gather some intelligence on that. Thanks. Then I'll handle the girls' uniforms. I'll help too. Okay, so you two do that. Okay, I'll make sure they're really cute. Hey! Why are you all asking Onokawa? I'm the president! You are all fine members of the baseball team. And I'm the president. Call me captain. Then you're fired as president. Starting today, Onokawa is the president. Hey, why am I getting fired? Wait a second, I don't want to be president of the baseball club. Isobe can be the president just like he's always been. He has the most experience. See, you heard her. I have to be the one to lead you all. There's something shady about you. Hey, Hayami, is this guy really a good baseball player? I don't even know how to answer Miyagishi's question. I've never even seen Isobe playing baseball. But he did say he hadn't played a game in a while. I can't imagine that he's particularly good. I've never seen him play, so I don't know. Hey, Takuro, you could have said I'm great even if it's a lie. Never mind. You can show us later just how good you are. Just don't fall over when you see how good I am. Isobe doesn't know about Miyagishi's superhuman strength. I can tell without even seeing anything that Miyagishi is going to be much better than Isobe at baseball. Wow. Never mind about that. We need to decide who's going to play what position. Onokawa grabs a pen and a piece of paper. It doesn't matter who bats in what order, but we should consider the field positions carefully. I'm going to be number four. Number four! Isobe shouts back at Onokawa heatedly. Okay, Isobe-kun will be number four then, don't worry. Onokawa writes in Isobe's name at number four. Lucky! I always wanted to be the fourth batter up. You can all decide what number you want to be. Should we do it alphabetically or should we pull cards? Our main concern is defense. We have to think about this carefully. Especially the pitcher. Isobe starts to get excited again. I want to pitch! I'll pitch! Pitcher! It's been my dream to be the ace in fourth. He's a kid. It's fine that you're so excited, but it's your fault that we're in this mess. She's right. The pitcher has to be decided on qualifications. Are you saying I don't get it? Heh, you know nothing. If you see my magic throw that I've been developing for just this day, you'd give me the position whether you wanted to or not. Isabe smiles and boasts to us. No one, including myself, believes him one bit. Okay then, Isabe-kun will be the catcher. Hang on 1 second! I just told you about my magic ball. No one can get a hit off me! Oh yeah, sure. Okay, then I'll put you in as a candidate. But if it doesn't work out, you'll be the catcher. What? I don't want to be the catcher. No one sees the catcher. Make someone else do it. No, we have to have a guy be the catcher. It's the second most important after the... Excuse me. It's the second most important position after the pitcher. Besides, you can't make a girl be the catcher. Fine. If it doesn't work out for me to be the pitcher, I'll be the catcher. Isabe grumbles, but he agrees reluctantly. We have to come up with some more people who could pitch. How about you, Hayami-kun? Huh? Me? Yeah, do you think you could do it? Hold on. Oh, wow. I don't even have the damn... Alright. I don't even have the walkthrough open. I haven't had it open in a while. New phone and everything, so I have no idea how this is gonna do. Let's see. Alright. Shouldn't be hard. Alright, there we go. Alright. I think you have to say... I mean, there's only one answer here that says yes. So, yes. Of course I do. I don't really think so, but I'm too proud to say otherwise. Otokawa adds my name to the pitcher slot. Yeah, you don't want to say no. That changes your ending. But to be honest, I don't for a second have the confidence to be the pitcher. I've never really even thrown a ball. If we lose it, it would be such a huge responsibility. What am I going to do if I get the position by default? I should have been honest and declined. I'm regretting what I said. And if it doesn't work out, let's see. Otokawa shakes her head as she clicks the pen. Second base. What? Hang on. I want a place where the ball doesn't come so much. Second base is... No, those positions have to go to the girls first. Besides, if you can pitch, second base should be a cinch. Fine. I agree. I have no choice. Even the best case scenario puts me at second base. Either way, it's such a big responsibility. Takagawa-kun is next. Who, me? Takagawa looks at Odokawa with pleading eyes. Oh yes, you used to play baseball a long time ago, didn't you? The second Odokawa says this, panic sweeps across Takagawa's face. Did I say that? He's really panicking. You did. You said you were the ace. You used to brag about it. Oh, that. An image of the past flashes again across Takagawa's brain. Here goes. Next, it's the splitting magic ball. Hey-ya! Spin, spin, spin. Wow, that's amazing. It looked like there were two of them. Isn't that cool or what? It has 150 kilometers. You're amazing. Takagawa is taking a walk down memory lane. There are beads of sweat on his forehead. I shouldn't have bragged about that. Ace, it was just elementary school baseball, playing around. I could never be a pitcher. I can't go back and say it was elementary school. Shoot, I can't tell you now that that was in elementary school. Takagawa laughs. Then you're a candidate for pitcher, too. What? No, I'm not that good. It'd be better if someone else did it. You're so pessimistic. It's not like you. If there's a better candidate, you can be first base. That's fine. Takagawa looks relieved. Okay, now for the girls. You can put me anywhere. Then how about third? You can handle it. Sure, whatever. Great, that'll help. I'll play anything too, it doesn't matter anyway. Ditto. Hang on a second. Let me see, who's left? And she wrote down name after name, deciding on our positions. That's everyone. Odokawa looks at the paper filled with names and sighs in relief. This is what the positions were. Catcher? Isobe? Pitcher? Isobe. Takagawa Hayami. First base? Takagawa? Second base? Hayami Odokawa. Third base? Miyagishi. Shortstop? Kaneda. Left field? Fujiwara. Center field? Nonomiya. Right field? Endo. So now that we know the positions, how are we going to decide who's pitcher? We'll do a test right now and decide. Odokawa sets the batting order and answers. I see that I'm six up to bat. We're going to do it right now? Perfect. Let's decide who's ace based on skill. Isobe is raring to go. Takagawa is completely not into it. We can't count on Isobe's magic ball. And with Takagawa the way he is, we're not going to be able to fill the all-important pitcher position. It makes me nervous about the whole thing. Okay, everyone, let's go to the field. Isobe says excitedly and shoos us out of the room. Man, and I thought we were finally going to get to go home. This is a pain in the butt. Everyone plods out to the field reluctantly. Come on, stop dragging. Run, run, run! Hurry up, Takuro. We'll leave you behind. Yes, yes. I stand up slowly and head for the field. Okay. So, this is where we're going to stop. They're practicing for the big game. Yes, the majority of videos for this month are probably going to be based on the baseball game. Because there's quite a lot of it. And then we'll get to the very end of the novel. So we're getting very close to the end. And don't forget, Great Deceiver is directly after this. So you guys definitely want to stay tuned. Maybe we'll get done with it by the end of the year and can start Great Deceiver proper in January, but who knows? Maybe we'll get done faster. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner with more discipline.